My name is Mackenzie Gates, and welcome to the This That YouTube podcast. Today we will learn about some YouTube history. YouTube is an online American video sharing platform headquartered in San Bruno, California. Three former PayPal employees created the service in February 2005. Google bought the site in November 2006. YouTube was originally created as a platform for anyone to post any video content they desired. It was hoped that users could use the site to upload, share, and view content without restriction. It has since grown to become one of the foremost video distribution sites in the world. YouTube has faced numerous challenges and criticisms in its attempts to deal with copyright, including the site's first viral video, Lazy Sunday, which had to be taken due to copyright concerns. At the time of uploading a video, YouTube users are shown a message asking them not to violate copyright laws. As you can see so far, YouTube is strict with copyright. One time I had one of my videos copyrighted because I used someone's song without asking. In 2018, YouTube started testing a new feature called YouTube Reels. The feature is nearly identical to Instagram Stories and Snapchat Stories. YouTube later renamed the feature YouTube Stories. It is only available to creators who have more than 10,000 subscribers and can only be posted or seen in the YouTube mobile app. YouTube might seem like an obvious idea now, but back in 2004, it was just the smallest wisp of a proto idea, floating around the brains of co-founders. As of February 2017, there were more than 400 hours of content uploaded to YouTube each minute, and 1 billion hours of content being watched on YouTube every day. As of right now, I only have 4.5 hours of watch time. As of May 2019, more than 500 hours of video content are uploaded to YouTube every minute. According to the latest YouTube statuses, the video sharing platform has 2.3 billion users worldwide as of 2021. It's ranked as the second most popular social network and the only platform that has more active users than YouTube is Facebook. Every day, people watch 1 billion hours of videos on YouTube and generate billions of views. Let's do the math. If every single person on Earth watched a video, that's around 8.4 minutes per day per person. That's a mind-blowing number that just adds to the credibility of video as a content source for people. Another interesting fact is that researches related to the term how-to are growing 70% year over year. According to searchengineland.com, this means that when users are searching for ways to learn something, they rely on video content. YouTube may have gained a lot of popularity as a platform for personal video viewing, but it has also been a valuable tool for business, as the importance of video content becomes increasingly evident, more and more businesses are turning to video. Statuses show that 62% of businesses use YouTube as a channel to post video content. Before YouTube, we did have streaming services directly through applications. DivX, RealPlayer, Windows Media Player, and Winamp. You could link your favorite video on a website or wherever, and then it would stream each part of the video. What were the first versions of YouTube? The first version of the video sharing service, YouTube, was totally free. You were offered uploading videos in AVI, MOV, and MPG file formats, less than 100 MB in size, without limitation as to time and amount, tags, links, and embedding players for a single video or playlist. Managing favorites, profile, and friends, channels with subscriptions. YouTube later came out with a kid-friendly app called YouTube Kids. If your kid wants to watch YouTube, consider trying YouTube Kids. Google launched a dedicated version of its video service that's designed just for kids in 2015. According to Google, the app was downloaded more than 10 million times in its first year. Can you imagine how many times it's been downloaded now? And that, 10 million times in its first year? And that number has likely grown since the app has expanded from the US to the UK and elsewhere. YouTube Kids is basically a separate version of the internet's leading destination for video, but it's aimed squarely at children. YouTube Kids limits the world of content on the service to corrected family-friendly videos, channels, and educational clips. The app's interface features large images, colorful icons, and carefully selected launch videos on the main page. There are 5 categories to explore within the app. There are also features like a timer setting and a search function. The latter feature gives users access to YouTube's main database of videos, but YouTube Kids filters the results so that your children can only access safe content. The service also provides adults with a range of parent controls, including the ability to disable search completely, limit screen time, and cap the volume. Another feature allows parents to customize their password. Some parents prefer a personalized passcode rather than a spelled out code. Google has also disabled comments on the service in order to prevent your child from viewing inappropriate comments. It might also prevent cyberbullying related issues. YouTube itself has a mode that keeps children safe. It's called restriction mode. What is restriction mode, you might ask? Restriction mode is an additional setting which can be enabled on the YouTube website and app. If enabled, it restricts the availability of potentially mature and objectionable content. YouTube Rewind is an annual video series produced and created by YouTube. YouTube also gives out rewards, but what kind of rewards? YouTube Creator Awards, commonly known as YouTube Play Buttons or YouTube Plaques, are a series of awards from YouTube that aim to recognize its most popular channels. They are based on a subscriber's count. Each channel is reviewed before an award is issued to ensure that the channel follows the YouTube community guidelines. YouTube reserves the right to refuse to hand out a creator award, which it has done for channels featuring horror or extremists political content. When a verified YouTube channel reaches a specific milestone and is deemed eligible for a YouTube creator reward, They are awarded a relatively flat trophy in a metal casing with a YouTube play button symbol. The trophies are of the sizes, each are of different sizes. Each button and plaques get progressively bigger with the channel subscriber count. The silver and gold awards were introduced at VidCon 2012, with the diamond award being introduced at VidCon 2015. The creator awards are made by the New York firm Society Awards. Silver plaques are awarded to channels that reach or surpass 100,000 subscribers. The old version was made of nickel-plated cupronickel. Sorry if I don't say the names correct. Of nickel-plated cupronickel alloy. The new version, as of March 1st, 2017, is 92% nickel, 5% carbon, and 2.5% zinc, with traces of other metals. In March 2018, the look of the silver play button was updated from a metal button housed within a window box with the channel's name printed on the front glass pane to a cleaner looking flat designed metal plaque award featuring the channel's name embossed on it. Channels at this level are also eligible to apply for a digital verification badge. Gold plaques are awarded to channels that reach or surpass 1 million subscribers. It is made of gold-plated brass. In March 2018, the look of the gold play button was updated from a metal button housed within a window box with the channel's name printed on the front glass pane to a cleaner-looking flat design metal plaque award featuring the channel's name embossed on its diamond plaques. Are awarded to channels that reach or surpass 10 million subscribers. And 10 million is a lot if you actually think about it. It is made of silver-plated metal inset with a large piece of colorless crystal in the shape of a play button triangle. When introduced during VidCon 2015, 35 channels qualified for the award. As of May 1st, 2021, there are 858 channels that have reached 10 million subscribers. That's it for this week. I really wished we had more time because this could be an hour long. But I have other things to do. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Bye!